It's now a waiting game for 54-year-old Deborah Brown.
She has her freedom, but she's living with a cloud over her that the innocence determination may be reversed, so it's a big deal for her.
That's Brown's attorney, Alan Sullivan. He was at the Matheson courthouse on Tuesday morning arguing before the Utah Supreme Court that Brown's case did in fact meet the 2008 statute that allows individuals to challenge their convictions when new factual evidence is discovered.
We're really arguing about the mixture of new and old evidence and how much new evidence there has to be to support a verdict.
Assistant Attorney General Christopher Ballard notes Brown is the first person to use the factual innocence statute. And according to him, the trial court made some big mistakes when it let her go free after 17 years.
Our argument is that it made two mistakes. First of all, it based its ruling on old evidence that could have been presented at trial. And second, it found that this amount of evidence was enough to clearly and convincingly establish her factual innocence. And our position is that it didn't, that it fell far short of that.
Ballard insists Brown is the only one to have motive, access, and opportunity to commit the murder of her boss.
All of the evidence points to her, even though it's circumstantial evidence. It's strong circumstantial evidence. And she hasn't done anything to completely negate the state's case.
The Utah Supreme Court is now taking Deborah Brown's case under consideration. Although the Attorney General's office has said it would not suggest Brown return to prison if her exoneration is reversed, it will ultimately be up to the Board of Pardons and Parole to make that decision. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.